The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. Let's look at verses 1 through 6. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand if we can for the word of God this morning, this resurrection morning, this greatest day in the history of mankind, the day that our Savior rose from the grave. And we have an interesting text, and I'm hoping I'm going to have an enjoyable time teaching this morning the word of God on this wonderful day. It says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Precious Lord, we just thank you for this day.
Thank you,
Lord. Father God, we thank you for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for giving us the faith to believe that he resurrected, because no man or woman can claim to be a Christian without believing that Jesus Christ truly died and rose again. The resurrection is the most important event, not only in the history of the world, but in the history of the believer's life. Father God, give us faith to believe in a risen Savior. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I read to you from Matthew 28. I read out of the King James Version of the Bible. And I just want to read verse number 6 again. It said, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay.
Yes.
Now I have another version. Now you guys probably haven't heard this version of the Bible. I just came across it yesterday. It's the NBHHE version. It's the NBHHE version. You ain't got to stand for this one. It's the non-believer's hopeless hellbound edition. Now, this is how I would read, because if you don't believe in the resurrection, you have no hope. And there are a whole lot of folks don't believe in the resurrection, and you get mocked and ridiculed for believing in the resurrection, and they'll say you got to be a fool to believe that someone died and rose from the grave. Well, I'm a fool. And everybody that believes in Jesus Christ is a fool. But here's the NBHHE version. And it says like this. Instead of verse 6, and here he is, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. It says, here he is lying, just like he was when Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea laid him here. He did not rise. He just was saying that so that the disciples would keep following him. Here he is, all beaten and battered, nail wounds still fresh. He never had a chance. It was all a big hoax. Go get your spices, you women, and prepare the body for burial. Ain't that insane? Y'all don't like that version. Don't like that version. But what if he didn't raise? What if he didn't rise from the grave? Now, Paul addressed that. Paul addressed the fact, wonder if he didn't rise. And I'm going to do two parts because I had a lot of material. And I'll do the second part. And it'll be positive. The first part is positive because wonder if he didn't rise. You ever thought about that? Anybody ever think like that? I think like that. I had that kind of mind where wonder if he didn't rise. Wonder if all the naysayers was true and Jesus didn't rise. Paul was asked that question. And Paul wrote on the importance of the resurrection. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15, and we're going to rest our hat in 1 Corinthians 15. I read Matthew 28, but 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 12, is important. Talks about the resurrection. Talks about what if Jesus didn't rise? What if he didn't rise? Paul addressed that. This is why I love the Word of God, because any question you have is answered. And I would have that question. I'm sure I did. I studied 1 Corinthians so much when I was going to school and learning and just growing as a Christian, because it was so important. It had answered a lot of questions about the church and how the church ought to be run and what should be happening. I found all their answers. But what if he didn't rise? Now, 1 Corinthians 15, 12 says, "Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?" There were people in Paul's day that would question this great apostle and say, "Well, he didn't rise." What's so critical about that? Because if he didn't rise, watch what Paul answers it. "But if there be no resurrection," and I'm talking about a bodily resurrection. I'm not talking about a spiritual resurrection. I'm not talking about the spirit rising out. I'm talking about a bodily resurrection. Jesus bodily rose from the grave. And this is what they preach. This is what the apostles preach. And this is what every preacher in America should be preaching. Every preacher, not only in America, but in the whole world, should be preaching a bodily resurrection. "But if there be no resurrection from the dead, then is Christ not risen?" That's verse 13. Look at verse 14. "And if Christ be not risen," watch this now, this is where it gets interesting. "If Christ be not risen," okay? Paul says, "our gospel preaching is in vain. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain." How about that? All that talk would have meant nothing. Paul wrote, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for the Jew first and also the Greek." That don't mean nothing, because if Christ has not risen, there's no power. If there's no power, then there's no transformation. We all gonna die in vain. See, Jesus, people say, "Well, you know, Chad, pastor didn't call me Chad." They say, "You talk big about Jesus." Jesus talked big.
That's right.
Jesus talked big. You better believe it, I'm gonna talk big. If Jesus talked big, I'm gonna talk big. Because if you think about a man walking around saying, "You know what? I'm gonna go to Jerusalem." I had it wrote down four pieces. Watch this down. He says, "I'm gonna go to Jerusalem," Mark 10:34. And he says, "And they shall mock me." How about that? They're going to mock me. And they're going to scourge me. He knew what was going to happen. He said, "They're going to mock me. They're going to scourge me. They're going to spit in my face." Jesus talking this stuff. And then he says, "And they shall kill me." Now watch what he says. Then on the third day, what are you going to do on the third day? On the third day, he said, "And on the third day, I'm going to rise again." Amen. That's big. See, somebody say, "Well, you know, you talk big." Yeah, I do talk big. I had a big God.
Amen.
And I can talk big about it. Let me give you another one just in case. Because he said it so many times. He didn't say it once. He didn't say it twice. He didn't say it three times. He said it constantly. He said from that time forth began Jesus to show his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and of the chief priests and of the scribes and be killed. Okay? And be raised again the third day. And he repeated that in Matthew 17:22. He repeated it in Luke 9:23. He repeated it constantly because that's what he came to do. He came to die. He came to be mocked and humiliated and spit upon and hated by all. This is what gets me when I find Christians that want to be all accepting and everybody love them. Listen. You following a Christ that the world hated. Jesus said they hated me, they're going to hate you. And now we want to be loved by everybody and still call ourselves Christians. That's not going to work.
Amen.
The two don't go together. Isaiah 53 and 1, we was talking about it in on Wednesday night. I had said it over the years so many times I've had quoted it wrong. And I said, he was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And I sit here and I said that probably all the time I've been a Christian. And then I just read it. And it said, he is a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. How about that? That's who you're following. And see, when we want to be happy, happy, happy all the time. You can be like, well, if you don't talk about Jesus, if you start talking about Jesus to people that are close to you, you're not going to be happy all the time. Paul says this. He says, our preaching is vain. Y'all know what vain means, right? Useless. Empty. There's no power. Paul said it had power. Paul, when Paul talked to the Thessalonians, he said, our gospel didn't come to you in word only, but in power and of the Holy Spirit. But if Christ has not rise, guess what? No power. Sit up here wasting my time, going through the motions. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But if Christ has not rise, there's no everlasting life. There's no everlasting life if Christ don't rise. If he don't rise from the grave, there's no everlasting life. The resurrection is critical. It's critical to the faith of the believer. Think about it. Think about someone who walked this earth, Jesus, and he guaranteed. So I hear people always guarantee, you know, back in the day, you know, Muhammad Ali was fighting. He guaranteed what round he was going to knock somebody out in. He'd tell him, look, he'd be at the press, I'm going to knock you out in the fifth round, or I'm going to knock you out in the fourth round. And a lot of times he would do it. He didn't do it all the time. Okay? But a lot of times he would do it. But what's the point? Jesus could back up what he was saying. He said, I'm going to rise on the third day. He said, I'm going to rise on the third day. Y'all going to mock me. Y'all going to spit on me. Y'all going to kill me. Y'all going to scourge me. It ain't going to mean nothing. Because on the third day, guess what? I'm getting up out of that grave.
Amen.
Okay? Nothing going to stop me. That's talking big. That's talking big. I like that part of him. Let's look at this text again. Look at the second part of it. He says, not only is our preaching in vain. Now, y'all know I'm big on faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Okay? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You sitting here trying to please God. You don't have no faith in Jesus Christ or personally, no faith in the resurrection. That's what it really means. Okay? Because you can't have faith in Christ without having faith in the resurrection. So the two go together. So if Christ be not risen, okay? Verse 14. Not only is our preaching in vain, you make no sense. Your Savior is still in the ground. We can go find his body, okay? This is why all the religions make no sense to me. Only Christianity, because we serve one. A risen Savior. Okay? We don't serve a Savior that's still in the ground. Will make no sense to me, but I understand. I'm not here to condemn other faith denominations and whatever they believe, but we serve a risen Savior. And Paul says here in verse 14, he said, if Christ be not risen, he put everything on the resurrection. Okay? Paul is laying, if he was a gambler, he was to have all his chips. He said, I'm putting everything on the resurrection. Okay? I'm all in on the resurrection because if he be not risen, not only is our preaching in vain, and Paul liked to preach. Paul preached and preached 2/3 of the New Testament, all that, he put all on the line. Based on the resurrection. And he says, not only that, I'm going to put my faith in there too. Because not only is our preaching in vain, but your faith is in vain. What's he talking about? your faith being in vain. Anybody ever thought about it? See, we when we think about faith, we think about our convictions, our beliefs, our assurance. We sing songs, Blessed Assurance, and all those songs is based on the fact that we have faith in a risen Savior. What would we have lived for if Christ had not risen? All our allegiance, everything that we have in Christ is based on the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Let me give you a scripture. And Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians 15. Okay? And again, you should be familiar with it too. And he puts everything again on the line based on the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, look at verse 1. Paul says this. He said, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand. Okay? He's getting to the resurrection now. He's going to get to the resurrection. By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried. This is the whole gospel right here in a nutshell. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. See, when you start talking about disproving Christianity, you want to disprove Christianity. Say, well, I just don't want to believe. Well, disprove the resurrection. Okay? If you can prove that Jesus didn't rise from the grave, then Christianity is dead. It's vain. It's nothing. You can come to a pastor like myself and say, you are a fool. Because I can prove without a shadow of a doubt Jesus Christ didn't rise from the grave. He rose from the grave. And listen to what Paul says in verse 5. Not only did he rise from the grave, Paul backs it up. And that he was seen of Peter, Cephas, and then of the 12. And after that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some have fallen asleep. Let me tell you something. When you take 500 witnesses into a courtroom, and you tell the judge, 500 folks, okay? I'm on jury duty now, and there are 300 of us in there, and if I'm sitting here, and if it's somebody they was trying to prove guilty, this man is guilty, and all 300 of us say, no, he's not, guess what? Our dead judge is going to have a hard time doing, convicting that man of being guilty. Paul say, not for the resurrection, your faith is vain. Okay? For our faith would be a lie, a story of make-believe. You know, and I used to tell make-believe stories when my kids were little. I used to make-believe stories. You know, I would get in the car, and I took all my nieces and I had them in the car, and I would roll all the windows down the coldest night we do and just be speeding. They'd be like, I forget, freeze out. That's what we called it. And I was a prankster. But one day I turned off all the headlights and rode through a cemetery with all the girls in the car. And I rode through the cemetery and then I turned the car off and then I started clicking it like it wouldn't start. I'm going click, click, click. It ain't gonna start. I was screaming, it was in here. Click, click, click. And then they was ready to scream, but guess what they didn't do? They didn't get out the car. They didn't get out the car and run. You know? They didn't get out the car and run. I was just make believe. I was just doing a lot of make believe stuff. I was just, you know, the kids would come in and we'd do the foster kids. They say, Mr. Deal, how'd you get that scar on your arm? And I was just make believe. I said, well, you know, I used to work at the zoo and I got into a fight with an alligator. And they would be little kids. And they'd be like, whoa, this dude is. And I. You know, And Cindy would be looking at me like shaking her head. And all this make-believe stuff. And that's what Paul is saying here. He said, if Christ is not risen from the grave, it's just make-believe stuff. Listen, you can't go to heaven on make-believe stuff.
Amen.
You can't go to heaven on make-believe stuff. And like I say, if the founder of Christianity, you don't know who the founder is, the Lord. If the Lord don't rise from the grave, okay, Christianity falls flat on its face. We don't have nothing to talk about. We don't have nothing to preach about. Matter of fact, Paul says, and he keeps going, says in verse 15, he says, if Christ don't rise from the grave, yea, verse 15, we are all found false witnesses of God. Because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not, guess what you are? False preacher. I couldn't think of anything worse you could tell a preacher than to call him false teacher. But if someone was to question me about Jesus Christ and I could not go to the scriptures and prove that he rose from the grave, then they could have every reason to call me a false preacher. If Jesus didn't rise, we serve a risen Savior.
Amen.
The apostles died for preaching a risen Savior. They didn't die. They didn't die because of old age. None of the apostles died of old age but John. And that's only because God kept him around. Okay, they didn't send John to the island of Patmos, you know, for a vacation. He was to go there to die. He was to go there to be beheaded and ate and there eating. They were a barbarian island. So it wasn't like he sent him on a nice little place. All the apostles died. When you go to the false book of Martyr, you find that Stephen, you know, Peter was crucified upside down. Matthew was slain in two. They was killed. Why? Because they were preaching that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. They were preaching the resurrection. They weren't going around here preaching prosperity. They weren't going around here, you need a new house and you need a new car. And look at my new sandals, my $300 sandals. They weren't preaching that mess. They weren't preaching you need to live your best life now. You need to have this. You need to have that. They was preaching you need to believe that Jesus rose from the grave. If you don't believe that, you're going to die and you go to hell.
Amen.
That's what they were preaching. I tell people, listen. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Okay? He loved it so much that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Now, what's the flip side of that? Since that's so loving a verse, what's the flip side of should not perish if you believe? It's perish if you don't believe. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's what the apostles were preaching. He rose from the grave. And you better believe in him. That's what he told Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, listen. He said, you must be born again. And when you get them new born again eyes, they're gonna give you the ability to see that Jesus Christ died and rose from the grave. The resurrection is everything. It's everything. And you know what? Paul says this in verse 17. I like this. Just straight down the text. We'll go to the second half of it in the morning service. He says in verse 17, watch this now. And if Christ be not raised, I don't y'all understand the importance of this day. People write all kind of stuff. Well, y'all celebrating the Easter Bunny and the jelly beans and all that stuff. I do. I celebrate it. I make Easter baskets and jelly beans and chocolate candy. I love everything about Easter. I love everything about jelly beans and rabbits. All that because it represents life in the way I like to celebrate. And I tell them, you know, you celebrate New Year's Eve. Why you do that? You celebrate your birthday. Why you do that? And I don't celebrate the greatest day on earth. It's the greatest day on earth for the believer.
Amen.
Don't let nobody stop you from making an Easter basket. Because they don't like it. I hope I got enough Easter baskets for everybody in here. I just want to make Easter baskets. I tell City, make everybody Easter baskets. All the kids. you know, Easter, that ain't nowhere in the Bible. Y'all celebrating a rabbit. I ain't celebrating a rabbit.
Amen.
I ain't celebrating a rabbit.
Amen.
Okay? Celebrating a risen Lord.
Amen.
Okay? And if Christ be not raised, watch this now. Paul says, your faith is in vain. First he said, all our gospel preaching is in vain. Now he says, your faith is in vain, and ye are yet in your sins. How about that? What do I have to preach about? If I could ever preach to you guys, accept Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. And I'm saying you got to believe that he rose from the grave. Because if he had not rose, and if I can't convince you that he hasn't rose, you're going to die in your sins. You're not going to be justified. You're not going to be pardoned. There's no justification. There's no propitiation for your sins. Yeah, you're just going to die in your sins. Just like all of those squirrels in the street now, because it's springtime, and you got squirrels in the streets and raccoons, all they popping up out of the ground and they running right in the middle of the street. And the lost man said, well, that's how we going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be true. There'd be more funeral homes. There'd be funeral homes for animals. If that's how we were going to die, Ellie Black and his funeral home be having services for all these dead animals on the side of the roads. That might be something, a business we can open up. We just pick up animals and have services for them. No, because animals don't have souls like we do. Animals can't praise and worship God like we do. Animals can't believe in a risen Savior. And Paul says we believe in Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Watch this now. Here's Peter. Paul wasn't just talking. Peter says this in First Peter 1:21. And he says this. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory. Now watch this now. That your faith and hope might be in God. Our faith and hope rest on the Savior being risen from the grave. If Christ won't rise from the grave, we have no hope. We have no hope. If Christ don't raise from the grave, when John seen Jesus coming, John said, he said, seeing Jesus coming into him, he said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. How did he take it away? How did Jesus take away the sin of the world? He died on Calvary's cross, okay? And he was placed in a borrowed tomb, and he stayed there for 3 days, and he rose from the grave, and he don't rise. There's no taking away. If he don't rise, there's no taking away. And if Christ be not raised, okay? Your faith, my faith, yet are you yet in your sins if he don't rise. If he don't rise. He gives one more. I'm in 1 Corinthians 15. He gives verse 18. He says, listen, if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. And what we say? How's it go, Claire? Without faith is what? It's impossible to please God. If it's impossible to please God, it's impossible to believe in God. God ain't gonna believe it. Be with nobody in heaven that don't believe or don't have faith in the resurrection. Okay? Now, if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet dead in your sins. That's what he said. Now, verse 18. And they also, which are fallen asleep in Christ, are perished. How about that? If there's no resurrection, all that talk, I'm going to see grandma in heaven, or I'm going to see uncle in heaven, and I'm going to see my kids in heaven. King David ain't going to see his little son in heaven. Well, God promised him that. But if Christ not be raised, if Christ ain't raised, there's no resurrection. Ain't nobody seeing nobody.
Amen.
Okay? You can sit here and we can sit here and talk all that talk. Well, you know, they back together again. And we're going to see you in heaven. And we're going to see all of us in here got loved ones we plan on seeing in heaven. But if somebody can convince you that Jesus Christ did not rise, he's basically saying, All your loved ones that you believe that sat here and paid their tithes and sat in them hard chairs for 30 years and carried that Bible around to curled up and they still in the grave. And that's some painful stuff. Yeah, be careful when somebody tell you they don't believe in Jesus. Hey, you don't believe in Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. I keep them folk away from me.
Amen.
Okay? You don't believe in a risen Savior? You calling me a fool. And you telling me I'm going to die and go to hell. They ain't saying it like that. They smooth with it. But that's what they say. You got to be careful, man or woman of God. Okay? He said, your faith is in a false Messiah. See, this is when I talk about Islam, when I talk about Mormonism, when I talk about a lot of these different religions, that's all they teach us. That's what they teach us. Well, you know, he was a good teacher and he was a prophet, but he wasn't the Messiah. He didn't die for your sins. He didn't raise from the grave. He died and went to the grave and he's still there just like Buddha and Allah and all the rest of them. See? I'm like, look, you need to get away from me with that. That's contaminating. Well, I don't know if I got another verse. Yeah, verse 19. We're going to close from here. Go eat some breakfast and I'll come back and tell you the wonderful things that happens to the believer when they believe in a risen Savior. Paul says this in verse 19. Let me read it in context. I'm going to read 12 through 19. I'm going to close. He said, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the grave, that he rose from the dead, how say some that there is no resurrection of the dead? Now remember, he's talking in a church. He's not street preaching. He's in the church. And he's teaching this to church folks. See, there's church folks and there's plenty of preachers that don't believe in a resurrection. I'm telling y'all this. Okay? You need to ask your pastor before you come up. Well, you know, ask him. Just walk up to him and say, hey, do you believe in the resurrection? And listen carefully to his answer. Because a whole lot of preachers don't believe in the resurrection. A whole lot of churches don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in the virgin birth. They don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe that Jesus was crucified. They ain't going to tell you. But they believe that. I bought books and series from authors and teachers, and I look, I just punch in. You can go online, punch in resurrection. They don't teach it at all. There's teachers out here that don't teach the resurrection at all. I've looked at several of their works, great works, they would say, and there's no mention of the resurrection. You have to, you know, and I love Tony Evans out of Dallas, Texas. You have to look hard to find him speak on the resurrection at all. And I got a whole books by him. Volumes of stuff. And I'm like, resurrection, because I'm looking for some help. Nothing. How you had a whole book as a man of God don't have nothing in there about resurrection? That'd be like me talking about my whole life and never mention Cindy. Never once. She's not a chapter in my life on my wife. That's how important resurrection is. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And I'm not saying he don't believe in resurrection. I just said I couldn't find nothing on it, which I thought was strange. Okay? That'd be like me talking to Jake. I'm talking to Jake. And he never mentioned he married and had kids. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching vain and your faith vain. Paul said, you're going to hell. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. Why? Because we have testified of God that he raised Christ up, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. If Christ don't raise, we don't raise. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. What happens when you die in your sins? Then they also which are fallen asleep, our loved ones that have gone on, passed away. Then they which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Okay? Now, you preach all that, you get to verse 19. And Paul says, and in this life, only we have hope in Christ. We are of all men most miserable. You know what Paul's saying? If we put all our hope in Christ and he has not risen from the grave, we some miserable folks.
Amen.
I almost believe there's some saints that don't believe because I run some miserable saints. Don't believe. You don't have no hope. Scared to death. Worried about this. Worried about that. Let me tell you something. We sing it. Jeremy said we're going to sing it at the 11 o'clock service. I'm holding to it. We serve a risen Savior. Yes, Lord, we serve a risen Savior. Let's pray.
I'm almost inclined for 15 more minutes just to get Ann some, but I'm not.
Lord, thank you this morning. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because if he had not risen, if he has not risen, our gospel preaching is meaningless. Our faith is nothing. Our loved ones have died in sin and have no hope. And we are men most miserable. And false teachers preaching a false gospel. Because if the gospel don't include the resurrection of Christ, it's no gospel. No resurrection. No man or woman can be a Christian without believing, no doubt about it, believing that Jesus Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead. And the questions asked, what's more important, preacher? Him being born or him dying? No. The most important thing is him rising from the grave.
Yes, Lord.
That's the most important thing. Is him rising from the grave.